It's a year today since what was described as apocalyptic rainfall dragged in by Storm Babette brought flooding to many parts of the south of the country. Worst hit was the East Cork town of Middleton. Almost 600 homes and 300 businesses were flooded there. The overall damage bill was estimated at €200 million. A year on, are the risks of a repeat incident on this scale just as acute? Or have sufficient steps been taken to ensure this can never happen in Middleton again? Our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy, joins us. And it's probably worth, Pascal, just going back and reminding us about what happened and the damage that was done to homes in the Middleton area by Storm Babette.
Yes, Mary, it was a national event, first and foremost, Storm Babette. And I think I remember the whole country was under an orange weather warning, or certainly the southern half of the country was under an orange weather warning at the time. But it was principally an event that was concentrated in County Cork. There were reports of flooding in Glanmire, Glaunthaun, Carrigtuathill, Whitegate, Cove, Carrigaline, Ballinhassig and Rathcormac. But I think Storm Babette will always be synonymous with the town of Middleton. There were 600 homes flooded there. All sorts of adjectives were associated with the rainfall there. Apocalyptic, as you said. Biblical was another term to describe it. What it meant in practical terms was that over 100 millimetres of water, or 4 inches of rainfall, fell in the area over the course of 36 hours. And as I say, almost 600 homes were flooded. Among those were the home of Alan and Orla Mahey. And they recall how uniquely, in their case, their home was flooded twice by Storm Babette over 2 days.
There was, at that stage, 24 hours of the river being in and around our house. We estimate it was about 3 foot high in our house at the peak. By the time people were able to access it, Orla and friends and family, it had subsided. There was just maybe, I don't know, a couple of inches of rain in the house at that stage, so then the cleaning started. The cleaning and the dumping of rubbish and the dumping of the damaged goods inside in the house.
And we cleaned the house that day, took everything out, the floors, everything was loaded up in the skip at 9 o'clock that night. My spirits had lifted a little bit. I was like, okay, look, we can move on, we can get through this. And some of the stuff we had saved, you know, were in bags and stuff down on the ground again because the place had been cleaned. And the next day we flooded again. So we had another clean up again and more stuff dumped again. So it was just double devastation.
And that was Alan and Orla Mahey speaking to you there, Pascal. And the centre of Middleton, of course, that was devastated too. Businesses dealing with floodwater more than a metre deep. And they were preparing for Christmas, one of their busiest times of the year.
That's right. And when you speak to traders and business people in the centre of Middleton, what they all recall is the speed at which the floods arrived. Now, the Onacharra River flows from the north of the town, parallel with Main Street, and when the floodwaters rose there, it took about 8 minutes, Cork County Council estimated in a subsequent report, for the town to flood. And that meant that many people who walked into coffee shops and restaurants for their lunch at 1 o'clock had to wade out knee-deep through floodwaters afterwards. Lara and Damien O'Brien run, their husband and wife, and they run two clothes shops in the town, a menswear shop and a women's wear shop. Lara O'Brien was at her shop, Flamingo, on Connolly Street, and she recalls the speed at which the floods hit.
Literally, I'm going to say within 10, 12 minutes, we were in up to our knees in water. It happened so quickly. There was one other staff member with me that day, and we didn't know what was hitting us really, because it was coming from both sides of the property. It was coming in the back and the front. So it was pretty frightening actually on the day. We just tried to move stock, but it was pointless because it was just coming in so fast. We just had to kind of get to safety, really, was our number one priority. Mm.
Lara and Damien O'Brien there. What steps, Pascal, have been taken to resolve this now over the past year since this happened? And are people in Middleton hopeful or optimistic that this won't happen again in the future?
Well, in the first instance, in the immediate aftermath of this, there was a massive voluntary effort. People just turned up out of nowhere to help local people in Middleton, both householders and traders, to clean up. The state swung in behind that, and there were 1,230 payments made to 578 householders in Middleton, with €3.5 million paid out to householders under a scheme by the Department of Social Protection. And then the Irish Red Cross, two schemes for business owners, and a total of €9.28 million was paid out to 266 business owners. And there were 35 of those who received the maximum payout of €100,000. And that underlines the scale of the devastation here. There has been a flood relief programme announced for Middleton since 2015. At that stage, it was costed at €20 million. Now it's costed at €50 million, and it won't be delivered until 2030. But in the meantime, Cork County Council and the Office of Public Works has done certain interim works in the past year. They've dredged river beds. They have cleaned river banks. They have replaced some non-return valves in the drainage system in the town. And that is giving people certain cause for hope for the future, that they might survive this window between now and 2030 before the flooding happens, before the flood relief programme is delivered. Damien O'Brien says that he is hopeful for the future.
The silver lining, I guess, was the next day, the 19th of October, the community spirit that came out in force, people, not just the businesses, but people from around Middleton and beyond, even further afield, came in to help. The reaction at the time through people who weren't insured, pressure on the insurance companies to support and react quickly to the claims, and through the funding from the government, most businesses did bounce back. We're optimistic about the future, you know, cautiously optimistic, and we, as long as communication is kept open between the agencies in terms of risks such as flooding, I'm sure we'll be fine.
There is currently, Pascal, a Met Éireann advisory for Ireland in relation to high tides. How are we fixed for the weekend?
Yeah, Met Éireann describing those tides as high supermoon spring tides. We're in a cycle of those at the moment, but we're very fortunate that the weather otherwise is quite good for the last few days. It has been reasonably dry. Met Éireann is saying that if there are weather warnings for Saturday and Sunday, they will issue from today. But those spring tides should begin to drop the level of them from Sunday morning onwards.
Pascal, thank you very much indeed. That's our Southern editor, Pascal Sheehy.